I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
It's Arts and Seizures with your host, Mike Edison.
Arts and Seizures.
All right, can you dig it? We're back, and today I am fielding a team of giants. The last of a mighty race. How's it going, Pete Sarumba?
Mike Edison. I'm tired.
You seem a little worked up today, Pete. You seem a little.
Peter Zaremba is here today. I'm back.
Whoa.
How's that? But we've got more talent than this little studio.
Bigger than big. Let me tell you something. As anyone who's been listening to the show knows, Arts and Seizures, we are the fastest 30 minutes on the internet. But today, tell you what, Matt in the booth, set the clock for 45 minutes because that's how much respect I have for our guest today. He is truly a hero, a legend, the best guitar player in New York City, pound for pound, the hardest working man in the history of the goddamn sport. Let's hear it for Simon Chartier!
Oh, the crowd... You brought all your fans. I can see Roberta's is packed and with Simon. They're all these old Bar Sinister fans.
That ain't no thing. This guy's like the Paul Bunyan of like rock and roll. I mean, you surf in hurricanes, and that's no joke.
Paul, I don't know. His shoes are too tight. What are you talking about, Paul Bunyan? I don't know.
I like Simon. Say hello, Simon. Say hello to the crowd.
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land.
I liked it the other night. I saw Simon's jazz band, the Rooftoppers. He was telling me he was surfing. This is when the biogenesis thunderstorm was coming in as well. Problem is, it's low tide. The waves are 7 feet high, but it's only 1 foot deep. And that's how you fuck yourself up.
That's how you crash.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like
a metaphor for my career.
Yeah, I went out there the next morning. It was pretty rough. Went 4 days. The first day was just getting a beating. After that, it was okay. Yeah.
Did you wipe out, as they say?
Oh, many times, man. Many times.
All right. Rockaway, you're talking about Rockaway Beach, right?
Yeah.
You had something to say, though, about the surf club out there. I wasn't there.
Last time Simon was on.
You know what?
Caused a bit of a ruckus.
Yeah, I caused a little bit of a problem out there with Let's move on to new resentments.
With the Grammys.
New resentments. Let me say this. Grammys and the Your new dads. Record by Simon and the Bar what? Sinisters,
You're
who
kidding.
We've missed. Let me get this right. This is a anti-neoliberal capitalist hipster yuppie scumbag statement. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know, Simon, you always amaze me. You're the best guitar player I know. When it comes time to making a record, though, you true to your fucking roots,
Simon.
He plays it with a circled A in his chest. Let's just get to the record, Pete. Let's just
play some music. Come on, the people at home.
Let's get the punk rock out of our system before we start playing.
I'm feeling very punk rock.
What are we going to hear, Simon?
All right, this one's called "Drive 'Em Out."
Drive 'Em Out.
The new Simon and the Bar Sinisters record.
All right, Matt, drop the needle.
What person?
That's punk rock.
Can you dig it? That's it.
Wow. There you go. See, Mike, we're coming for you, baby.
Oh, man.
I'm busting
you. Man, you woke up on the punk rock side of the bed today.
That's the way every day.
He dreamed he was eating Ramones record, and then when he woke up, the bed was covered in broken black plastic. Cha-cha-cha. That joke will be funny soon.
I dreamt that I met James Franco twice, and then I remembered. I said,
"Oh, James Franco dreams." I'd wake up pissed off.
James Franco dreams, and then he was funny though. He was funny.
I prefer Generalissimo Franco.
Better.
more charismatic.
I also dreamt that, I dreamt that I met his brother too. Talk about less charismatic.
He supposedly bought a house in Rockaway, that guy, but I really know. I don't have time to watch movies or TV or nothing, so I don't know anything about that shit.
You have time because you are the hardest working man in New York City rock
and roll. That was great.
Dude, you played down at Sonny's last week. You took two subways and a bus carrying an amplifier and a guitar that weighs more than Pete Zaremba and me combined. And this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, well, got to stay physically fit. Also, I don't want a car. I don't want to have a car. All that money See, guitar. When I'm dead, this guitar will still be here, right?
Give us a sound.
When I'm dead, this will still be here. A guitar is good. A guitar lasts a long time. Cars will always wind up in the junkyard. You got to give your money to the government and corporations and insurance. I don't want to give my money to those fucks. So I'd rather take the subway.
Right. Clean this up, baby.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Simon Chardet.
That's right.
Chardet.
So your new record would sound sort of like somewhere between the Heartbreakers with a Confectioner's Sugar sprig of Minor Threat.
Unless dope.
Yeah. Well,
it's sprung
thank
on
you.
There. But when I was watching the other night, you were playing Charlie Parker.
Yeah. Why not?
Throw some at us. Whip it on us.
Okay. Wow.
It's your sound, Pete. Trying to explain to my friend I brought Simon, he bops for the best, but in his heart of hearts, he wants to be in the Dead Boys.
Curse of Nostradamus. what's his name? German Hermann Robles says, Do you need another demonstration of my powers, Professor?
Okay. That was with good integrity, not like
I was at a dinner party last night and the host was playing Miles Davis, which is great, but I kept feeling like I was on Charlie Rose. It was like the whole I love Miles Davis, but I felt like I was on Charlie Rose.
Well, Miles Davis is a tricky business. I mean, there's Kind of Blue, and then there's Agharta. Mm-hmm. All right, tell you what. Why don't
Simon, I just want to say something.
Say
Simon, I ran into you once.
Simon's being very circumspect today.
I know. I ran
I'm
into
letting you
once.
Guys do all the talking for
no,
a change.
Please,
yeah.
You,
no, please.
Yeah.
Please.
But, I'm gonna, right. but I do want to say.
Don't make that mistake.
That I do want to say that I ran into you once. I think it was at Looming Sound in Greenpoint. And you had all... No, it might have been actually at Coyote Studios.
Coyote, yeah.
But it
well,
still
yeah.
existed.
Of course.
But before it was turned into a boutique. Anyway, I was...
American Apparel.
I was working at there. And you were there, and you had all this great gear. And you looked at me and you said... You just said, all pre-hard rock sounds. and that was all you said. And after that, I respected you so much. And I felt like grabbing my guitarist and saying, all pre-hard rock sounds, you know. It's the beauty of the sound. You know what I mean. You let the amp do the talking. Your fingers on the frets, and that's so beautiful. You know, a bunch of. How many pedals do you have here tonight, Simon?
Nothing.
Look, you have your Paul Bunyans on your foot, and that's it.
Straight into the amp.
Straight into the amp.
Always.
Man. Or the hands.
Straight
the
through,
fingers.
Always did. I had a wah-wah pedal and a fuzz box
wow, okay.
in 1973 because
I
was in this band up in Harlem. We used to rehearse on 115th Street, 2nd Avenue in East Harlem, and we played Shaft and James Brown, Superfly. So I had the wah-wah for like... For that, you know, that was it. And then those broke, and I never had a pedal again. Never ran through a pedal.
Just for everybody coming in naked, for anybody who's not lived in New York City for more than 5 minutes, let's go through your resume just for a hot second. I mean, last time you were here, you had... Explain the Bo Diddley beat better than anybody except Bo Diddley possibly could have done. But you've played with the Shirelles, you played with Chuck Berry, you've played with every punk rock band I can imagine. You were once Miserable, Sinner Were Miserable.
Joey Miserable and the Worms.
Yeah, that's the first time I think I saw you before the Bar Sinisters.
I played with Ivy Julian, the Outsets. I played
we love
with.
Him.
I played up in Harlem in like soul and funk and R&B bands. I played in a lot of blues bands, like out in Queens and everything. And then I started. Ivy got me out of playing like the Bath Beach and Bensonhurst, the weddings, right? And I played this big mob wedding. My boss said, these people will play tonight, kid. Be on your best behavior. And he grabbed me by the ear. He twisted my ear. He goes, don't look at the women. Don't look at anybody. Don't talk to anybody. Go in the back. They'll have some nice food for you. Keep your mouth shut, kid. And then he did this. He pushed his nose aside. He goes, the boys. And I played that wedding, and then I answered this ad, and I started playing with Ivan Julian, and then that led to playing with Joey Miserable and the Worms. I played with Barbecue Bob, Charles Honeyboy Otis, Howie Wyeth.
Charles
then I played with
Otis, by the way, who played the ashtray on Ico Ico.
Yeah.
Okay, by the Dixie Cups, plays the ashtray part. That is as cool a percussion part in like has ever been laid
incredible.
Down.
Incredible.
I played with
incredible.
Charles for many years.
A great drummer.
I played. And then I went on to play with, I played with Rancid. I'm on a Rancid record. I played with the Flat Duo Jets. I played with James Chance, your friend, James Chance.
I love him.
I played with John Spencer for a long time.
And that was great. But you were playing stand-up, and you were playing stand-up bass.
Stand-up bass, yeah.
And really throwing it hard,
I played
the rockabilly thing.
With Earl Palmer, the drummer from, you know, Little Richard
and
everything.
The man who invented the rock and roll beat.
Yeah, I played
basically.
With Earl Palmer.
Earl Palmer claims he was the first guy to play with his hi-hats halfway open.
Might be,
you know,
although I've
that
heard
all
that.
Sound.
Why?
I played with. I'm trying to think on my feet. Now I'm playing with the Supertones. I played with the Rooftoppers,
which is your bebop band. Which
yeah,
I
my
saw
bebop band. So I have a little chance, you know, like.
And that's the crazy thing, because I've seen you like shred Johnny Thunders, you know, at the rodeo bar, and you play some country western music, both kinds, and blues and soul, little jump and jive, little Wynonie Harris, and you're playing Charlie Parker licks in the rock. It's like Charlie Parker ability, and backwards and forth. I mean,
well,
you also
why not?
I heard you playing rockabilly licks while you were like, you know, playing Cherokee the other night too.
It's all music, you know. It's all music. It's just got to come from your heart, you know. I don't really understand how people can just say, well, I do this or I do that. You know, I just work all the time. That's all I'm doing is working on music. I don't have time for stuff like TV shows and stuff like
that.
Well,
I see
that.
Unlike me, but you know what? You are music, Simon. Simon Chatier.
Simon's the last real guy in New York.
Wait, you know what? Why don't you let your music do your talking then? You know what I'm saying?
Let's have a go at
yeah, baby.
I I'm a wildcat tamer, and I'm gonna try my hand on you. I'm a wildcat tamer, and I'm gonna try my hand on you. When I get to you, baby, see what I can do. You got Tom, Dick, and Harry eating out of your hand. When I get you, baby, gonna be under my command. I'm a wildcat tamer, and I'm gonna try my hand on you. When I get to you, baby, see what I can do. You got Tom doing the dishes,
yeah.
Dick scrubbing the floor, Harry washing ironing.
I saw.
Oh baby, oh, I'm a wildcat tamer, and I'm gonna try my hand on you. When I get to you, baby, see what I can do. Cats in the jungle, wild horses on the range. When I get you, baby, there's gonna be a great big change. I'm a wildcat tamer, and I'm gonna try my hand on you. When I get with you, baby, gonna see what I can do.
It is bigger than big today.
That goes put out. That song goes out to Ann from Indianapolis.
Yeah,
is that James Chance's wife?
Also known as Ketzele Shane.
All right.
No, so, I got to keep James's wife away from Ann. Believe me, I got to keep them two separated.
Oh, is there trouble in paradise?
What pizza are we ordering?
Hey, Zugnisht. Zugnisht.
And more importantly, will the giant ants carry Charlotte to the monastery? These and other questions will be answered right after we take a quick break from our sponsor.
You're kidding.
We're coming back.
Are we coming back?
And I've got the clock set. Simon, you can stay here as long as you want until we get thrown out of here. The 30-minute rule is out the window for you because
don't say
you
that.
Are
don't
the last of a
you
race
can't
of
break
giants.
The 30-minute rule.
I'm doing it. Watch me. Watch me. There are no rules, Pete. I wrote the fucking rule book. There
stop
it goes.
This man.
Matt, play the Roberta's bumper. We're going to come back with more rock and roll.
Stop
with Pizza
this
Rambo,
man.
Simon Chartier, Art Seagal.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Right, and we're back, Arts and Seizures, streaming live from Bushwick. Can you dig it?
With our special guest,
the great Simon Chartier. Maybe you know him as Joey Miserable. Maybe you know him as Simon Bart Sinister. But the main thing is he's here back in our studio.
And he brought his guitar.
No holds barred. From parts unknown, weight unknown. Let's hear it for Simon Chartier. All right.
The people at Roberta's are going nuts.
Well, I was at a very effete jazz concert the other night. You were watching The Infiltrators.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Infiltrated, great band. And there was these other bands, USB, and then this other band, I can't remember, but they were great, man.
Where was this? Where did this happen?
It was at this place, Legends, in Brooklyn. I even went out of
Where in Brooklyn?
Legion on 790 Metropolitan Avenue. And there were three.
Was that like a Legion Hall?
Nah. It was just this bar, but they in the back room, and it was all New York Puerto Rican punk rock bands. A lot of lyrics were in Spanish, and the bands were so good. The songs were so good, and it was kind of like all these bands are really into that kind of English football hooligan punk stuff, like Coxborough or Cockney Rejects. Or
Puerto
stuff
Rican
like that.
Separatist playing like yeah. Coxbar.
Yeah, it sounds like that, so good. It's like that. It's that you know that Oi stuff, man. And I got about four big dudes landed on me, and I got like thrown into a pile of bottles and glasses. I got cut up a little bit, but I'm all right. I just put some crazy glue in the cuts when I got home.
Great. That's an old professional wrestler trick, using crazy glue to sew up like really bad wounds. Yeah. I remember being in the men's room at the Elks Lodge in Queens after an extreme championship wrestling
Newtown.
Match.
Yeah, the Newtown
Balls,
Elks Lodge.
Balls Mahoney, who
Balls Mahoney
somehow didn't get to see his 45th birthday, but he was standing next to me while pissing, crazy gluing a gash on his face bigger than any vagina I'd ever seen in my life. I mean, and this was just the result of the match. He was crazy gluing it with one hand.
And they say, and they say wrestling isn't real.
Oh,
who says that?
And
says
while that? He was doing it, okay, was signing autographs. So being crazy gluing his like,
let's see James Chance do that. Face.
No, right? these guys are pros. Yeah, you know, crazy glue really works. Good for like if you know.
Balls Mahoney was one of the I wrote about that.
Don't do this at home.
I wrote about that night and I compared him to a Rauschenberg construction. Mm. That was like the most best visual reference I can come to what the guy looked like after 30 minutes in the ring.
Anything worth doing is dangerous.
There you go. There
you go. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys. We learned a song on the way over here, which is I don't know. It's not like walking through a minefield. You know, someone said to Bob Dylan, "Is like, you don't think it's a great risk, like changing your style, like this far into your career? It's like risk. A minefield is a fucking risk. It's just a fucking record."
Stepping on a mine is okay. You just can't take your foot off it.
Yeah,
I don't got the time for that.
Do you want to do that? Do you want to do that? The animals?
Yeah, you guys, that's a part of it. You guys are running out of time.
I just
want to hear the coda at the beginning. Anyway,
like Sun Ra, there is no time. We exist after time.
Baby, let me take you home. Oh, baby, let me take you home. I love you all my life. Bet I'll treat you right if you just let me take you home. Now, baby, can I dance with you? Oh, baby, can I dance with you? I'll do anything as well if you just let me dance with you. Well, when I saw you, baby, I couldn't ignore you. I wanted you to be my girl. And when you said yeah, I couldn't care about anything else. In this world, not in this world. Well, baby, won't you be my man? You said, baby, won't you be my man? Yes, I'll be your man, and I'll do the best I can if you just let me be your man. All right. Baby, can I take you home? Oh, baby, can I take you home? I love you all my life. You bet I'll treat you right if you just let me take you home. One more time. Baby, let me take you home. Baby, let me take you home. Yeah, bet I'll treat you right. You let me all life if you just let me take you home.
Cha-cha-cha.
All right.
Cha-cha-cha.
Oh, I screwed it up.
See to the pants, Mikey. See to the pants.
They just showed me that song outside like 2 minutes before the show. I got it two times out of four.
He gets it in his head. He says, this is it. This is what I got to do. I woke up hating James Chance and loving Eric Burdon. This is where I'm taking the show.
James Chance. I got so many stories about him.
We love
James. Chill the rest of the afternoon.
He's just misunderstood. That's all.
It was a gas playing with him, though. I got to play with a lot of really great musicians playing in his band, man. Wow.
When he was there, were you with the Defunct crew? Were you some of those guys?
Some of those guys Defunct and like Hammy at Bluey It from Art Ensemble of Chicago.
Unbelievable. Joseph Bluey was with the band. Hammy Bluey's an incredible fucking horn player.
Joseph Bowie played in the band.
Is that David's brother?
Then it was Robert Aaron. I mean, these guys were like...
I know who these guys are.
No, it's not David's brother. Speaking of David Bowie...
Harriet Blewett played on some of my records.
I just got to say this, too. I don't want to be morbid, okay? But
don't
we lost... In the last few months, we lost two of the greatest gentlemen ever to wield the mighty six string. Billy Thompson... My bandmate in the Senders. I played in the Senders for 4 years.
I mean, we saw the Senders a lot.
I played
with the Senders a million times.
Many times.
When the Ronchans were coming up, the Senders, you know, were still like, you know, Philippe and those guys were throwing it very hard.
Yeah, I played with them from 94 through 97. I even got to play in Paris with them, and we lost Billy in December. And I went
Wild Bill.
Yeah, I went out Wild Bill, and then we lost Noki Edwards from the Ventures this week.
Wow.
So, two of the greatest gentlemen to ever play a guitar in rock and roll. I mean, and Billy was a phenomenal guitar player, and he's such a cool guy. And
good guy. All the Senders, good guys.
Really, really good guys. I have such fond memories, and you know what? I always kind of wished that I could just go up and play with them one more time, and now I'm going to have to wait till I'm doing my tour of the universe.
Like Sun Ra.
Yeah.
Like Sun Ra, whose band last night was absolutely fucking incredible.
Sun Ra was directing him, just because you don't see him.
That's right. I mean, he returned to his home planet, Saturn. But I got to say, this was the best turn by the orchestra I've seen since the man himself was still on Earth. I mean, they were absolutely incredible, playing these big band charts and like these very hip, swinging kind of doo-wop stuff. They had a great vocalist, the woman that was singing with her, who really knew how to take it from like Earth to the stars and back again. And they were like, 1,000 kids that are waiting for the dance off, just kind of like noxious Bushwick hipsters who sort of came up for the event and then got their fucking socks knocked up their ass by the Sun Ra Orchestra. I mean, really put
as
it
well
over
it should
on
be.
A very unsuspecting audience.
As well great. It should
I loved Sun Ra. I remember I saw this bill a long time ago, but it was J.B. Hutto.
Was this at the Squat Theater?
Yes, with Jerry Nolan, Walter Lohr, and Billy Rath. No Johnny. John was not there. But it was Jerry, Walter, and Billy backing up J.B. Hutto, and Walter and J.B. Hutto just going for it. And then Sun Ra headlining.
This is the stuff of dreams. And I was saying yesterday, no one talks about the Squat Theater anymore.
Giorgio Gomelsky, man.
Right? Okay, which was a storefront. You could watch the bands through the window, and J.B. Hutto, one of my favorites, and I never got to see him there. I saw James Chance play there with the Blacks. It was amazing. But I knew Sun Ra had like a regular gig there for like 3 years.
Yeah.
James Chance is regularly the harp. All these guys there. I got to New York. I moved. I got my first place in New York in 82.
From where?
From the promised land, Pete. New Jersey.
Yeah, from where?
Yeah, home of Frank Sinatra and baseball.
Hey.
Girls, baby, we were born to run.
Well, you can't play a Frank Sinatra song. Count Basie's from there too, you know.
Yeah, he is. That's the redeeming the two redeeming things, you and him.
Red Bank,
yeah,
New Jersey.
That's right.
Adam Cardone, he gets a pass too. He's from New Jersey. Yeah, Adam Cardone gets a pass. All right.
With all the nostalgia in this town, I can't believe no one talks about the Squat Theater. All right, moving on. Simon, okay. I think it's time to whack
okay,
us
baby,
over
let me take you home. First recorded Before the Animals by Hoagie Lambs of New Brunswick, New Jersey. So I'll give
okay,
you,
give that a Jersey pass. There's a lot of good things from Jersey. Okay.
I'm not putting down Jersey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Nah.
Yeah.
Mike.
I'm just not a Bruce Springsteen fan. I just never
people
got
people in
it.
Maspeth houses shouldn't throw stones. I'm just saying, Pete.
No, people, what Subi Sales said, people that live in glass houses should dress in the basement. Soupy Sales. Okay, come on.
Soupy Sales also said...
Cha-cha-cha.
What else did he
Soupy
say?
Soupy Sales also said... I remember being a little kid, you know, and watching TV, and Soupy Sales comes in. He goes, now all you kids, go into your parents' wallet and take $20 out of your dad's wallet and put in this envelope and put it to this address... Soupy Sales, care of Channel 5, Fox TV, New York, New York, 10036 or whatever it was. And the problem is a lot of kids did it. They took off their old man, their old lady. They took them off. They sent Soupy these envelopes. A lot of the kids, they took them literally. So
send me those green pieces of paper.
He got a result, but then he got the can tied to him. I remember seeing that Soupy Sales show. I love this before Fox TV became like this fascist propaganda, like Thorazine.
Yeah, it was when Wonder Robin was still their like flagship show.
Yeah, that's why now I look at Fox, I'm like, you fascist pigs. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to segue into David Bowie again, but I'll tell you
what. Are you going to play a song?
I think let's play a song. Yeah.
Well, people.
I got a request, though, for you, Simon. I got one. This is like out of the blue, but I know it's in your book. And we didn't. I didn't ask you before. I should have. But maybe you could throw the Duke of Earl at us.
Yes.
All right.
The great Gene Chandler?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh,
ooh, as I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl. And you are my girl, nothing can hurt you. Oh no. Well, I'm gonna love you. Oh yeah, nothing can stop me now. And Duke of Earl, yeah, 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 yeah. When I hold you, you are my Duchess of Earl. We'll walk through this kingdom,
dukedom,
and paradise to share. Well, I'm gonna love you, oh yeah. Nothing can stop me now. And together, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A young young Count Zaremba and his friend Johnny Banoff watching his older brother, a Motorhead, disassembling his, I don't know, it was like a 55 Ford in a pile of grease in the driveway in Maspeth. He comes out from under the car. He hands Johnny Banoff and me 50 cents. He goes, walk up to the Maspeth Melody and buy me a copy of the Duke of Earl.
All right.
It kills me every time I hear you sing that way.
That
was
beautiful.
You know, no one's got a great falsetto anymore. The art of like the falsetto in rock music, as if rock music was still an art form.
The great and the great Gene Chandler.
But Simon's got a great falsetto. Mick Jagger used to have a good falsetto, too, by the way. I'm a big fan of the Mick Jagger falsetto. Yeah, I think he puts
like
it over.
Like which song?
Emotional
Mike.
Rescue.
Come on. Which song? Yeah, Emotional Rescue, really?
No, he puts
you
it
have,
over occasionally.
You have to drink a lot of water. Which I didn't do. Now it's too late. I see over there the water bottle. I missed it. But I guess I got through it okay.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I was.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Awesome. I always love when I go to see it and I see your book up there on the bandstand. We have like 980 songs in that book.
Well, the rooftop is we got about 100 songs. So Simon and the Bar Sinisters we have now, it's like 281 songs. But
Can you spell repertoire?
And you added some today.
Yeah, I mean, but that could also be a problem, too. You know, right now, the Bar Sinisters, I'm just doing records. I put out 3 Rooftopper records on Bandcamp doing jazz, but now I'm back to rock and roll because I was like, I did a bunch of jazz records, and I just put out that punk EP. It's on Bandcamp, and then I'm making a rockabilly roots rock record. I'm doing like, you know, like... favorite song, let her dance with him, let her dance all night long, and stuff like that, you know.
I can't wait, man.
That's Texas.
I love it, man. I you know, I'm a big fan of the art of the bar band, and it's just you know, it's something that doesn't exist anymore. You can walk into a bar and see a great roadhouse band that's really throwing down R&B, jump and jive, jazz, whatever it is, but someone who's there, you know, just keeping things going. 3 sets a night, you know.
Yeah,
7 days a week, selling drinks. You know, I mean, not to be the suit, you know, like everybody stop what they're doing and watch me. Just like, let's have a fucking party, and the bartender loves you, the bar loves you because you're selling drinks, people love you because they're dancing, they're throwing money at you, hopefully you get laid, and that's it. That's a gig. 3 sets a fucking
night.
Yeah,
3 sets a night, and you know, that's why I had to switch over and play jazz, because the last bar bands are all playing jazz now. And that's what was the demise of the original lineup of the Bar Sinisters is that all the bar there's bar bands and then there's sports bars, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And there's sports bar bands.
Yeah, a sports bar band is like a bunch of guys wearing shorts with a fanny pack, yeah, and baseball hats in there, and they can't, and they have the five screens on with the ball game on while you're playing, and you know, like the whole way we did the bar band thing with Joey Miserable and the Worms and the Bar Sinisters.
Yeah, the Bar Sinisters used to see it at St. Mark's Bar and Grill.
Yeah,
so and that was the place.
St.
Now
Mark's
there's nowhere like that. Let me talk for a minute. There's nowhere,
talk, Mike.
There's
Come
nowhere
on.
Like that anymore. The last one was Brooklyn Rod and Gun, okay, and the Lakeside. And now, where could we play? I mean, we could play a fucking sports bar. I know we tried to keep the thing going, and it was on its last legs. We went up playing these places where it was like they were telling us to turn down, and there was a baseball game on, and all these like you know, and it just wasn't this. It wasn't the same fucking thing anymore, and I realized like okay, I could go play, and you know, I said to the guys like the only thing that's going to save us now is if we just drop everything and we just go to Europe, sleep on the floor, tour Europe, come back. We got to get out of here because there's no more rock and roll in New York.
There's a song. We got to get out of this place.
Yes, there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. It has been not the fastest 30 minutes on the internet today. It's been the fastest 30 and then some minutes. But Simon, I can't believe you're here. I feel like I am in the company of legends. Pizza Rembo, the Fleshtones, Simon Chartier. I mean, you guys playing rock and roll together. I can't believe I got to make this shittick. This is like, you know, a blessing for me.
Mike Edison of Edison, New Jersey.
To put you guys together in the same room, and I hope it lasts forever. Man. Mazel tov. Now, someone break a glass.
All right.
Tell you what, we're gonna take this one piece.
Plastic. We're gonna
down the road.
Let's go down the road.
How about that? All right. One more time. Thanks to everybody.
We wanna hear some boogie like I'm gonna play. It's just an old piano and a knockout bass. The drummer man's a cat that called Charlie McCoy. You all remember that,
Rubber Leg Boy.
Mama's cooking chicken fried in bacon grease. Come on, everybody, down the road of peace out. Well, there's a place where you really can get your kicks. It's open every night about 12 to 6. Now if you want to hear some boogie till you get your fill, come on, shove and sting the old steam drill. Come on along, you can lose your lead. Come on, everybody, snitch down the road of peace. Come on. Where you really can get your kicks. It's open every night about 12 to 6. Now if you really want a boogie, you get your fill. It's shove and sing like an old steam drill. Now come on along, everybody. It's just down the road, peace. All right! One more time, baby. Now, if you want to hear some boogie like I'm gonna play, it's just an old piano and a knockdown bass. The drummer man's a Catholic caller, Charlie McCoy. You all remember that, Rubber Leg Boy. Mama's cooking chicken fried and bacon grease. Come on, everybody, it's just down the road of pizza. So
Ooh. Arts and Seizures, Simon Chartier, Peter Zaremba. We'll see you next week.
Mike Edison of Edison, New Jersey.
All right. Next week, it's Revenge of the Nerds. See ya.
Seizures.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage.
Hey, are you hungry? Well, you're in luck. Meat and Three is back for season 16. I'm Taylor Early, and we've got a whole new batch of reporters I am so excited to introduce you to.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Fisher.
Asha McElroy.
Sam Girardi.
Jessica Gingrich.
Hannah from Wisconsin.
I'm a swing dancing audio engineer.
I am a future registered dietitian nutritionist.
I'm from New York and I love rice and beans.
My favorite food of all time is a shrimp burrito.
I love watermelon.
We've also got a bonus podcast for you called Behind the Internship. Three of our reporters will take you along to show how they develop stories for this very show, Meat and Three.
Hi, I'm Danielle Flitter, a plant-based chef from Philadelphia, living in Mexico City.
I'm Sophia Hooper. I'm a bartender based in Portland, Maine.
My name is Addison Austin Liu. I am a chef and food journalist from Salt Lake City, Utah. And my favorite food is Peruvian.
Rice and beans.
Hand-drawn noodle soup.
So tune in to enjoy a square meal for your ears. And I hope you saved a little room for dessert.